This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. You ready, Steve, to take us out?
Yeah. Just thinking of a couple of things. I've been watching a lot of people who, you know, on the news and stuff like this, who seem that are in such despair, you know. And I was watching somebody online the other day talking about how hopeless their life seemed to them. I want to offer people something to think about. Be very, very conscious of the word hopeless. You know, be very, very conscious of feeling hopeless, because it can happen if you're not careful. And I've had to, in my life, on several times, become very acutely aware of this trick that the devil uses. And if the devil can get you to feel like it's hopeless, oh man, he's got you right where he wants you. I remember several times, man, when I was homeless, man, when I just didn't see this career going the way I wanted it to go. I was just in some dark places, man. You know, look, man, when you don't have a house to go to at the end of the day, it's a debilitating thought repeatedly to go, wow, to not be able to say I'm going home. Because, you know, I mean, no matter how rough a day you have, if you have the comfort to say, man, well, skip all this, I'm going home, and you can turn that key and get into this place that you stay, as no matter what it looks like or how small or how big, it's your home. If you can turn that key and go in there and shut that door and lock out them troubles for a minute, it gives you a moment to regroup yourself. So not having the comfort of saying I'm going home was rough on me at times. And it was times where the devil would get into my mind and say, man, it ain't no way out of this. You just homeless. You not getting these gigs. Ain't nobody calling you. All this, you want to be on TV, you want to be a star. Steve, this is hopeless. I had to catch myself. Because hope is a very important thing to cling on to. Because sometimes you only have hope to cling on to. And you've got to keep hope alive. I remember when Jesse Jackson used to say it, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. People don't know how really important that is to keep hope alive. Not faith, not belief, not being factual that I know this is going to happen, but if you can just say the mere words, man, I hope I be okay. Man, I hope this work out. I hope God hear me. I hope I get a break. I hope this don't last too much longer. Just say hope. Just say it. I'm telling you, man, clinging on to that word hope, hope is the beginning of faith. Because like I say all the time, sometimes I used to hope I got a bike for Christmas. I used to hope I would get a toy. I used to hope, that I graduated. I hope I get a job one day. Well, eventually, as I got older, all that hoping I used to do, eventually I learned how, wow, this is really faith. Faith is belief in things that you cannot see. But it begins with hope. Because when you're young, it's just hope. I hope Santa Claus bring me this. I hope I get a bike. Man, I hope I get that dollhouse. I hope I get that oven this year. I hope he asks me out. I hope she say yes. I hope she'll be my Valentine. I used to hope for so many things, man. But as I got older, I understood that hope was just the pure essence. There's a scripture, man, I wish I could think of it right now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's it. And the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's why you got to keep saying, I hope. Even if you ain't strong enough to believe, hope is the substance of faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. You can't have faith without first hoping. I hope this happened. Well, faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. So what are you hoping into? What are you things that you cannot see? Something you hope for. You got to keep hope alive. Y'all, when you feel like you ain't going to make it, just keep saying, I hope. Lord, I hope. God, I hope. Lord, please, I hope. And I'm telling you, he'll come to you. He'll come to you. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope turns into faith if you just keep saying it. Keep hope alive, y'all. Always just keep saying you hope. That's the beginning of things happening and changing in your life. Those are my closing remarks today. I hope that did something for somebody. Hey, listen, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you today. See you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.